That's a great answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, call up your favorite takeaway and get ready to order another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over a number of rounds to see who will be the masters of The Inquisition. And this is a special episode. It is a food episode. All the questions are going to be related to food, so I hope you guys are hungry. We have the same players and in the same teams as 2 weeks ago, so team one, we have Eric and Amanda. Welcome back again. How are you guys?
Good, thanks for having us.
And what's your team name for this episode? We're not just going fruit, it could be any food.
Pickles.
Okay, so team one will be the pickles. So Eric, what would be your death row meal, assuming you had ever committed a crime heinous enough to end up in such a place?
Okay, so for a drink, I would choose a club mate. For food, either a kebab from Berlin.
Yeah, from
has
Berlin.
To be from Berlin.
Okay.
Or a pizza, but I must be allowed to make it myself.
Okay. So you get to make your own pizza on death row. And Amanda, what would you choose?
Ham steak with a honey mustard sauce, mashed potatoes with lots of salt and butter, a jar of Claussen whole dill pickles, and a Coca-Cola.
Okay. Wow. Very expensive, illustrious taste for criminals. And team two, back again, we have Guy and Tejas. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
What food did you choose?
Beans.
Okay, so we have beans going against the pickles. And Guy and Tejas, what would be your death row meals?
Okay, so the clue's in the title. So mine would be some beans on toast. So very simple, but it has to be white bread, salted butter, and the beans not too hot. That's the key.
Any drink to wash it down?
I guess a cup of tea.
And a cup of tea. Very nice. Tejas?
I would probably have a biryani, but specifically like a Hyderabadi dum biryani with lamb. And for drink, probably a mango lassi.
Okay. Yeah. Very good, guys. So anyway, let's get started and let's see who will end this episode as the cherry on top or who will end up eating humble pie. So round one is back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but rated questions on a variety of different food-related subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer. But you can pass it to the other team without losing anything and they can answer for 1 risk-free point. So team one, the pickles. Nigiri and maki are examples of which type of food? Nigiri and maki are examples of what type of food?
Sushi.
It is sushi, correct. 2 points. And team two, beans. Jalfrezi and chettinad are types of what type of food?
The curries.
They are types of curries. 2 points. I didn't know Tejas would be on team two when that came up. That would probably, lamb jalfrezi would probably be my death row meal. I love jalfrezi. Okay, question number two to the pickles. Homer Simpson in The Simpsons crossbred tobacco with which fruit or veg product?
A tomato.
It was with a tomato to make tobacco. Very good. And question number two to team two. In one episode of The Simpsons, Homer Simpson snuck into a concert by saying he was the Potato Man. Which band's concert? In a Simpsons episode, Homer Simpson snuck into a concert by saying he was the Potato Man. Whose concert was it? Which band?
You don't want to give us a date for the episode.
No, no, I don't.
I don't know this.
But it was a significant episode.
Guns N' Roses.
Incorrect, minus 2 points.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that one.
For no points, but Pickles, do you know?
I would have guessed Kiss.
No, it was U2.
He walked in. The Irish band.
Potato Man.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's all we eat in Ireland is potatoes. Team 1, Pickles. Question number 3. The breakfast roll is a national dish in which country? The breakfast roll is a national dish in which country?
So, do you want to pass or do you want to
risk
the
No, risk it.
So, Scotland?
Incorrect, minus 2 points. Mm. It is Ireland.
Oh, that's the other one I wrote down.
I didn't think you would do that because it was U2 and the Potato Man and it would...
I literally just realized that as soon as I saw it. That's our culinary offering to the world. That's why you don't see Irish restaurants anywhere. And question three to team two. Chicken tikka masala is the national dish in which country?
Scotland?
Yeah. No, UK.
It is in
the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay, team Pickles, team one. Question four. In 1987, Def Leppard sung Pour Some What on Me?
Sugar.
Correct, 2 points. That puts you up onto four. And team two, the Beans, question four for you. In 2015, the band or group DNCE sung about by the ocean. What food type?
I know this. Cake by the ocean.
It is cake by the ocean. 2 points, putting you on four as well. And final question of the round, question five to team one, Pickles. Munster cheese originates in which European country? Munster cheese originates in which European country?
So Germany.
Incorrect. Okay. Minus 2 points. I know Munster is a region in Germany, I believe.
It's a city.
It's also it's a region in Ireland, but Munster cheese actually originates from France.
Okay.
And team two, Beans. Cambozola, C-A-M-B-O-Z-O-L-A. Cambozola cheese originates in which European country?
Can you repeat the name of the cheese?
Cambozola, C-A-M-B-O-Z-O-L-A. Cambozola.
I mean, it's got to be. What's the scores, Luke?
Pickles have two, Beans have four. So you are two ahead.
But we can risk
on your revenge mission after the last episode. I mean, their stunning tiebreaker answer when they got it bang on.
But like the other one was also a trick question. So I don't know. It's you just pass it. It's fine.
Let's pass it.
You're going to pass? Okay, Pickles.
I want to say cheese. Italy.
You are incorrect.
Oh, no.
It was good. Good we passed.
I've done that.
It is good you passed in that case. Cambozola is from Germany.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't know when I wrote the Munster cheese question, I didn't know that there would be a German person on the team to hear that or for Cambozola. It was a bit tricky. But at the end of that round, Pickles, you picked up 2 points. You are now on two. Beans, you picked up four. So you are on four. Okay, so we move on to round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same five questions. They write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point. If only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. So round two, question one. In the USA, what does FDA stand for? The FDA, we hear it mentioned a lot, but what does FDA stand for? Okay, question two. There are two possible answers to this. You only need to give me one. Name one of the two national dishes for Nepal. Name one of the two national dishes of Nepal. Okay, question number three.
Yeah.
In the Roald Dahl book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what is the name of the first child to find a golden ticket? In the book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what is the name of the first child to find a golden ticket?
So I know this is a child. the name of him, but that I don't know if he was the first. But I can't remember the others.
Okay, question four. Which shellfish comes in the varieties such as Olympia, European Flat, and Kumamoto? Which shellfish comes in the varieties Olympia, European Flat, and Kumamoto? Okay, and question five. In cooking or if in a restaurant, if you see something that is au gratin, A-U, then G-R-A-T-I-N, au gratin, what does it mean or what does it imply? What does au gratin imply or mean in cooking? Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number two. So question one, Pickles, in the USA, what does FDA stand for?
The Food and Drug Administration.
And team two, Beans?
Yeah, we also said Food and Drug
Food and Drug Administration, that's a point and a point. Well done. Team two, name one of the two national dishes of Nepal, you guys said?
Momos.
And team one, Pickles?
Vindaloo.
It is Momo. Momo or dal bhat.
So two points
to the Beans. Well done. Pickles, in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, who was the first child to find a golden ticket?
Augustus Gloop.
And team two, you said?
We also said Augustus Gloop.
You're both correct, so it's a point and a point. Team two, which shellfish come in varieties Olympia, European Flat, and Kumamoto?
Oysters.
And team one?
Oh, that's a great answer. Clam.
You said clam. The correct answer is oysters. Yeah. That is 2 points to the beans. And team one, what does au gratin employer mean in cooking?
With cheese or with cheese sauce?
And team two?
We said with cheese grated on top.
I'll give you both a point. That's sprinkled with cheese or breadcrumbs. So point and a point. So at the end of that round, the pickles picked up 3. That puts you on to 5. The beans picked up 7. That puts you on to 11. Okay, so we'll move on to round number 3, which is close enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they each get 2 points, and as a bonus, 3rd point if they're bang on. So, question 1. In what year did McDonald's begin using the slogan, "I'm loving it"? In what year did McDonald's begin using the slogan, "I'm loving it"? Okay, question 2. In what year did Burger King begin using the slogan, "Have it your way"? In what year did Burger King begin using the slogan, "Have it your way"? Okay, question 3. Regarded as having the most fast food outlets worldwide out of any of the major fast food places, it is Subway. To the nearest 1,000, how many outlets does Subway have worldwide? Regarded as having the most fast food outlets worldwide, Subway has how many to the nearest 1,000? Okay, question 4. The Guinness World Record for the longest noodle is how long in meters? The Guinness World Record for the longest noodle is how long in meters? Okay, and question 5, last question of the round, and we'll stick with the Guinness World Records. What is the Guinness World Record for the heaviest carrot to the nearest kilogram? The Guinness World Record for the heaviest carrot ever measured to the nearest kilogram. Okay, so let's get to the answers to round 3. Team 2, beans. What year did McDonald's begin using the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
2000.
2000. And team pickles?
1999.
It was 2003. Oh. 2 points to the beans.
Nice, nice, yeah.
And team 1, pickles. What year did Burger King begin using "Have it your way"?
2001.
2001. And beans?
2005.
So, pickles, you get the points. It was
1974. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have totally thought it was after "I'm Loving It".
As a response, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it was 74.
Okay.
Beans, regarded as having the most fast food outlets worldwide, Subway has how many?
With yours, right? 15,000.
15,000. And pickles?
11,000.
So 2 points to the beans. It was 37,000.
Yeah.
What?
That's a lot. Ridiculous, yeah. Yeah.
Pickles, the longest noodle to the nearest meter?
We said 150 meters.
150 meters?
Sorry,
155. 155.
Sorry,
155. This is you. 155 meters and beans?
I said 2,000 meters.
It's 3,084.
I said, like, these kind of questions are always ridiculous to answer. The record questions, yeah.
It's a long, long noodle. And beans, the heaviest carrot to the nearest kilogram?
70.
70? 7-0?
7-0.
And
you said 88.
88, it was 10.17.
So it's actually good that we went with your answer for this.
So, 2 points to the beans. So, after round 3, the pickles picked up 2 points. That puts them on to 7, and the beans picked up 8. That puts them on to 19. Not quite as close as last 2 weeks ago. Okay, so we move on to round number 4, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers, and we go back and forth, and team members answer individually, so no conferring. You get 1 point for each correct answer, and you get to continue. If you're not correct, you're knocked out for the rest of the round. And the team with the lower score starts, which this time is the Pickles. So it'll go Eric, Tejas, Amanda, Guy. So, according to the BBC Good Food webpage, what are the 20 healthiest foods in any order? Maybe think about all the things that you think you should eat, but you don't get around to eating. Okay, so Eric?
I'm going to start with kale.
Kale? Weirdly, after the last 10 years, kale is not there. Eric is knocked out. He's going to sell all of his shares in kale manufacturing tomorrow morning. Tejas?
Quinoa.
Quinoa is not there. Tejas, you're knocked out. Amanda?
Broccoli.
Broccoli is not there either, Amanda. You are knocked out. You guys are not healthy. What? Guy, you can hold them together for the healthiest.
These are...
20 points on offer here.
Okay, carrots.
Oh my God.
Carrots are not there either.
God.
Listen, as nobody got a single one, let's do another pass at it. Okay, so Eric?
Now I'm self-conscious about it.
I'll give you a clue. Big Mac is not there.
Yeah, I'm not eating that. Blueberries.
Blueberries are not there.
Which is
not
on there.
But it's a superfood. Oh my God.
I think, so you mentioned the body part for the meat. So I think I'll go with liver, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
It is liver.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought too. Yeah.
Just go with
liver. Just before we started the round, I did mention there was one meat product on it. It was liver. So 1 point to the beans. Amanda?
Avocado.
Avocado is there. 1 point to the pickles. Guy?
Oranges.
Oranges is not there. Guy's frozen out. Tejas?
Spinach.
Spinach is not there. Amanda?
Nuts. Nuts and seeds.
I'm going to give you one answer on that.
Oh,
I'm
going to
give you pistachio nuts.
Oh, okay.
So that's the point there. And actually, I've just noticed there is another... let's say meat product on here.
Okay, then I think it.
But it's not meat as in farm animal meat.
Yeah, okay, shit.
Tejas?
No, but I got one wrong. So I'm
yeah, you're out, right?
Oh, sorry, guys.
I'm out.
I think it's just a man.
Just a man, okay.
Yeah. Is it fish?
I need more specificity, given I give you the clue after you're the only one.
Is it...
Or you don't have to say that. You can go for something else either. I'm just... but... I would need more specificity given you got the clues. I thought Tejas was still in.
Sardines?
It's salmon, not right? Sardines.
Is
so
it salmon?
It is salmon, yeah.
Sardines are healthier than salmon.
I would have guessed salmon, but you'd said, I thought that it wouldn't have remained, yeah.
Like apples on there or something?
I'll go through the list in a second, but Pickles picked up 2, so they're now on 9. Beans picked up 1, they are now on 20. Neither pickles or beans were on this list directly. Blackcurrants.
Uh-huh. What? Okay.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah, that makes
buckwheat.
Sense.
Uh-huh, okay. Chia seeds.
Yeah, that would have been my next, yeah.
Egg.
Fair,
okay.
Yeah.
Garlic.
Okay.
Strange one, gouda. Cheese.
Okay.
Gouda cheese.
Kefir.
Yeah.
Kiwi.
Kiwi?
Yeah, it's very good.
Lentils.
Yes.
Probably the closest
fair
to our team names. Liver, which and avocado are gone, obviously. Olives.
Really?
Oh,
what a weird
list. Superfood, yeah. Onion.
Okay.
Pomegranate.
Okay, yeah.
One of the most awkward things. Is it pomegranate? Oh, no, yeah, pomegranate. They're so awkward to eat.
Yeah.
Salmon. Tempeh.
Okay.
Walnut,
yeah,
and watercress.
Yeah.
But pickles have 9, beans have 20. Okay, so we move into round number 5, which is geoquizzical. In this round, the questions are tailored to the countries our players are from. A correct answer is worth 3 points. However, the domestic player sits out unless they're called upon to help answer. If the team is correct with the domestic player, they'll get 1 point. But if they call back the domestic player and they're wrong, they will lose 2 points. If they are wrong without any domestic player, no minus points. Answers are written down and checked after each question. So the first question relates to India. Tejas has stepped away. So pickles and beans. Name a national dish from India. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 possible options. I only need one. A national dish from India. Just as an example, curry wouldn't be accepted. It's too general. I need something...
Beef curry.
It's more of a dish.
Okay, have you guys got an answer? Guy, are you going to call Tejas back or you have an answer?
No, I'm going to call him back.
You're going to call him back? Okay, Tejas, okay, come back. Okay, so beans, do you have an answer?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Just
Is it chicken makhni or butter chicken?
Again, butter chicken?
Yeah.
And what did you guys say? Pickles?
Tandoori.
Tandoori what?
Chicken.
Okay, so butter chicken is correct. It's one of the dishes. 1 point to the beans and tandoori chicken. That's 3 points to the pickles. Also, there was samosa, biryani, and khichdi.
What?
K-H-I-C-H-D-I. This one I've never heard of.
Khichdi.
It's 3 points to the pickles, 1 point to the beans. Okay, so the next question is about a national dish from Germany. So Eric has stepped away. So there are 7 answers to get from. Okay, so Amanda, pickles, what did you go for?
Apple strudel.
Apple strudel is not there.
It's awesome.
But no minus points because you didn't call Eric back. And beans?
Currywurst.
Currywurst is there. Yeah. 3 points.
See, I thought that would just be Berlin, so I didn't with it. Yeah.
I would have said currywurst.
So the full list, Schnitzel, Schweinshaxe?
Schweinshaxe.
Bratwurst, Sauerbraten, Doner Kebab, Currywurst, and Eiswein with sauerkraut. Okay, so question 3. Guy has stepped away. So a national dish from the United Kingdom, excluding chicken tikka masala, because that was announced in the first round of this quiz. So there are 2 options. A national dish of the United Kingdom, excluding chicken tikka masala. Okay, so let's get to the answers for question 3. Beans, Tejas?
Fish and chips.
And pickles?
We said the full English breakfast.
You are both correct. Fish and chips, full English breakfast, and England specific, the Sunday
roast.
So that's 3 points and 3 points. Yeah. And on to the last question, number 4, for the United States. So Amanda stepped away. It says here, there is no officially designated food due to its diverse culture and cuisine, but various authors have named dishes such as, and then there's 7 or 8 options. So I'll take any of those options. Okay, so pickles, what did you say?
So I'm not going to call Amanda back because I also don't want the minus points. I'm going to say a barbecue.
Barbecue and beans, you guys said?
Southern fried chicken.
Southern fried chicken. So 3 points to the beans for fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Barbecue is not actually mentioned on the list, but no minus points. Fine.
But I was thinking that you don't
have to. We had we had apple pie, hamburger, hot dog,
mac
fried chicken, Salisbury steak, turkey, and mashed potatoes and gravy. So at the end of that round, the pickles picked up 6. That puts them on to 15. The beans picked up 10. That puts them on to 30. Okay, so we move into round number 6, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team is correct, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. Teams also get 1 point for each individual answer they get correct from the questions. Answers must be clearly written down. You'll have about 90 seconds after I read the questions. Everyone ready? So there are 4 questions this time. One of which actually appeared in season 1 of The Inquisition, but I couldn't not use it. So, please give me the answers to the following and also add up to give me 1 total as well. The number of herbs and spices KFC use in their coating mix to disguise the taste of the chicken. In the largest 4.5 kilogram bar of Toblerone, how many peaks does it have?
It's usually the...
4.5 kilograms. It's usually the biggest one in an airport. How many peaks does it have? The number of countries where couscous is a national dish, and how many in a baker's dozen? So the number of herbs and spices KFC uses in their mix. The number of peaks on the largest Toblerone is 4.5 kilograms. Number of countries where couscous is a national dish, and how many in a baker's dozen.
So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Pickles, what was your total?
39.
And Beans?
62.
The correct answer total is actually 39.
Oh!
Four much needed points there for the Pickles. You were in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, I think probably it's this one.
Okay, so Pickles, how many herbs and spices do KFC use?
11.
And you guys said?
12.
It is 11, so that's another point. Beans, how many peaks on the average, the maximum size Toblerone in airports?
32.
And you guys said?
12.
It is 12.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I think they nearly all have 12 in general. They just get bigger.
Yeah, you're right.
But a small Toblerone earlier, actually, and it had 12. Don't try to eat two pieces at the same time. It doesn't fit well. Pickles, countries where couscous is a national dish, how many?
We have 3.
And you guys said?
5.
It is 3. That's another point. It's Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia.
Okay.
And how many in baker's dozen, team 2, Beans?
13.
That's 1 point. And in a baker's dozen, you guys said?
13.
And that puts you up onto 8 for that round for the Pickles. And that brings you up to 23 in total. Beans picked up 1, bringing them up to 31. Ooh. Still a bit of a gap, but a lot closer than a few minutes ago. Okay, so we move into the final round, which is normally grab the fruit. This time it's called grab the food. It's good job you didn't say Franks, otherwise it would be grab the Frank and Beans, which we don't really need. But anyway, it'll be Pickles versus Beans. There are 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. If they're wrong or they take too long, it'll go back and forth a few times. Other teams get the chance to the answer. Only the person who calls the name of their food, in this case, gets to answer. Everybody ready? So Pickles on 23, Beans on 31. Gazpacho soup is served...
Pickles.
Yeah.
Cold.
Correct. 2 points. What term describes pasta that is firm to
pickles.
Bite? Yep.
Al dente.
It is al dente. 2 points. Question number 3. What is the name for a small but fully formed burger sandwich?
Pickles.
Yep.
Slider.
It is a slider. 2 points. Question number 4. Complete the name of the band. The Smashing...
Pickles.
Pickles.
Pumpkin.
It is pumpkins. Oh, unlucky guys. Hurry. Question number 5. Deep dish pizza originated in which cities? Pear?
Chicago.
It is Chicago. 2 points. Question number 6. Name the 2007 movie about a chef who is a rodent.
Pickles.
Yep.
Ratatouille.
Correct. 2 points to the Pickles. Question number 8. Hors d'oeuvres comprising of raw vegetables cut into sticks and eaten with dips is called what?
Pickles.
Yep.
Crudité.
It is crudité. Correct. 2 points for crudites, as I used to think they were called. Question number 8. The empanada originated
Pickles.
In which Spanish-speaking country? Pickles.
Argentina.
No.
Mexico.
No. Both free to answer. Empanada originated in which Spanish-speaking country?
Argentina. Then what is it? Like, Colombia?
Colombia, no. Okay, both free to answer.
Venezuela?
Chile, Venezuela, no. I'll give you one more answer each.
Spain?
It is Spain.
Oh, 2 points.
I thought it was Argentina as well. Question number 9. What food-named band originated in Ireland in 1989? What food-named...
Cranberries?
It is the Cranberries. 2 points.
Yeah.
Question number 10. What is the only food that never rots or spoils?
Pickles.
Honey. It is honey. 2 points. Question number 11. What is the singular of spaghetti?
Bet.
Yep.
Spaghetti.
No. What's the singular of spaghetti?
Bet. Bet.
Yep.
Linguine.
No.
Oh, shit.
Spaghetti.
No.
Spaghetti. Pasta. It's a spaghetti. Is
spag.
No.
Spaghetto.
Correct. It is spaghetto. And so at the end of that round, team two, the Beans, picked up 6. That puts you on 37. A remarkable comeback. Team Pickles picked up 16. That puts you on to 39.
Yes.
And you retain your title from 2 weeks ago as Masters of the Inquisition.
This was all Amanda.
So a
I love food, what can I say?
A fine effort in the last round. Tejas and Guy, once again, thank you for taking part. Yeah. You were worthy competitors for sure. But I think it was just too much of a mouthful to take all the names. Sorry, I'm just trying to make a really bad food reference at the moment. But well done, guys.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Amanda and Eric, back-to-back wins on the Inquisition. You are the icing on the cake this week. So well done, guys.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for listening wherever in the world you are. I hope you're not too hungry, or if you are, go eat something tasty. Other than that, take care, and we will be back in 2 weeks. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Moles are so tasty.
They are, they are
really unbelievably good. I love Indian food, but
yeah.
It, you know, when it's done well,
yeah,
there are a couple.
You can have really bad Indian food as well. Yeah.
But how many to the nearest thousand? To the nearest thousand, how many outlets? Oh God, sorry. I have too many crisps in my mouth. Imagine that every ramen, whole block of ramen was actually 3,000 meters that could all just fit into your saucepan.
See, I thought it would have had the superfoods like
blueberries
and kale and stuff.
Maybe they're not so super.
Surprise the blueberries and kale, actually.
Yeah. And spinach too.
Spinach is supposed to be, I don't know.
And there's like no steak, no lamb. Like, what the hell is wrong with this list?
This seems like a list made so that it's easy for people to attain it all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
salmon over
any issues with that, take it up with the BBC Good Food webpage.
And sardines, mackerels, and anchovies are healthier than salmon.
Again, take it up with the BBC.
It's I don't know how to describe it. It's like
rice and lentils.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like almost like a it has like a porridge kind of texture.
Yeah. I would have probably said all of these, actually. Yeah.
But no, would you say a strudel is correct, because then it can, like, you can.
I mean, in the same manner, schnitzel is not really.
No. But then the list has schnitzel.
Austria is just Wiener schnitzel, actually. It's not strudel.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Eisbein. It's also just like a pig's leg. There's like 50 different variations of it.
Okay.
Like, we had some in Bamberg. The Schäufeler is like another variation of that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I would have thought like a barbecue is like just.
But it's not a dish.
Yeah, but like it's a specific. But this is specific. Like, there are specific things that are on a barbecue that you put on there, and I don't know. I felt.
But
like,
then you would have named that. That's the dish, right? But listen, I named 2 Austrian things on both German questions, so...
That gives you some food for thought.